I'm leaving now because I just can't be in the According to our program, supposed to be a thing that was done was this is what we are for. And also the resolution was that I very short that our time will not allow us to do the individual report because I did the report. But I allow an estimate on it. We'll see where can we discuss the CA report because it needs its own time, not just a crush on it, you know, and also the resolution. So then I must not understand that.
Performance of the team services, particularly in the agency. And that it would have been nicer if there was somebody from management with us in those meetings to actually know the same thing. So, next time when you call over, that you say, hey, there's actually somebody from the office who's with us. That goes only with people from the region, and there are certain things that one that the national intervention meeting goes to the region, and there was the factual. Either that the DG cannot be moved up into where we go, but if there's somebody from the region, the administration or
I think it was
this is a very, very important issue, but I think we need to review the problem that I've got to achieve. Not only for the commission, but also for the department. I know that sometimes the department and the commission are clubbed together. In fact, the appropriate country, I think, would be compiling the report of the outbreak, whatever I call it. But it needs to be followed. But food for thought, that's going away issue. Last year, I was in the problem, and the National Department, the National Portfolio Committee of Education, was visiting schools in the assembly, through the Territory Provincial Committee. One of the whole my class, who was sitting on was telling the National Department of Portfolio Committee. There was a team of about 9, 10 of 16 officials in the department, complemented by the provincial in the visit. So, clearly, when we discussed the point, my information is very strong in supporting family and traveling today. Because your professors all easily contradict what we understand with the national policy, including the commission and executive, who easily complain that we want offices everywhere. This says that meanwhile, we would have been briefed, everyone wants to come for whatever. We would have been briefed about the idea. This is the state of office. But we find policy talking a very different way in the language. But that's, I'm pretty sure it only belongs to another discussion some other day. But it's an issue that we need to definitely take it up. DJ, I respect for that, but I think he knows. But it cannot be that interaction from other day in the just a company and the portfolio
company.
Thank you
very much,
Madam.
We are reporting the overtime system, so that we were able to make all the commitments on our obligation. But on the other one, I think we have to start to do more stuff. I think when the minister of finance was making his presence in the house, there were some highlights of the people that, you know, finally kept people going
Additional 1 to 3 and 6 trades to the ordination.
and the
You welcome the conversation. And we congratulate the family for seeing the family. But I wish you find out if it's because of the low channel. Or is it because of the message you have other part. Now I wanted to go to the chat, I want to be out of order. No, just for the size of the particular ability in understanding. Is the department doing it or not? For example, we're told that your focus, I think you didn't mention that today. But these buses are always stopped, not ready. It's questionable. For example, recently, there's a delay in what you know that because the bus is shared with the TNK guys. They have a list of who's sharing with who they're going to take road. With these four buses. And I wanted to find out, Chair, your personal position. There was any confrontation with the government because the location of personal property is questionable when it goes there. And for example, in Wazunatan, what I observed, that the location is not good. And we wanted to find out exactly. The consultation part of the challenge of Simba Fortuna, which I decided that going back to the region of you. But I want to find out how many things that are open instead of the new order for today, which represents the authority across the commission here, the program, and we have a detailed look of them in place for since 1998, and with a cost, for example, will the department achieve that, or what are the challenges? Will the commission need to substantiation on that? Above all, I want to think of the way the working case, you know, the thing that prepared people, because the same concept, the county and the western case, those are areas and areas, those are the western case is doing well, compared to county. But I wanted to find out if you spoke of Alexander, what is happening in South Asia with the increased count? Because there are planes there and you know, there's no movement in South Asia, especially when you're in the area, like your township office, you know, check for nothing.
I think I'm actually, I wanted to raise my hand first because one of the things I always tried to raise his hand last, so I wanted to question about. No, sir, because the thing was not much in trouble to call that child. I wanted to come to this talk because I have to start saying the first issue I want to is about the vision and mission. And I have thought that it informs everything else. And probably also please say that that annual budget is not the best time to raise those because they belong to the policy and budget each time, but any time it should pass those regulations because on the mission and mission chair, the students and the team in the city should know that some point I think they will find useful. The reason says, here we are with the question in this year. What do we see there? Where we want to go? That's in my layman translation, the vision. So I would say for an NGCSC on a very crucial note. The vision means, here we are. What do we see there? That's the vision. And as I said, the head border on the commanding that the commission at the next strategizing or strategic planning session, it may need to look at that. I think we may summarize the vision. In other words, we should be looking out there in the sector, in the society. Perhaps if one could give a hint of expectation, it could be like a restituted society free from scars of racial race and poverty. That's what we see there. We're not inward looking, and then at the level of the mission, that's when we begin, I'm really talking generally, that's when we begin to be looking at ourselves in line with what we see. So you have to see that and then you decide on a mission, I'm too many years, how about Kuruna or something like that, you know. So the mission that gets to be us, therefore our role to fast-track a movement towards that decision. I am saying this year as well because there's a relationship between the commission and the department, but also because perhaps it would be nice not to raise the issue with the department at the appropriate time, regarding the department itself. Now, relevant practitioners, let's not say management at all, I would address it in much more clinical and professional terms, but the content and philosophy of it, they will definitely not go over what one has said. In the mission, the last point was raised under the mission. I am not sure, I want to put authority, but I'm not sure if in the mission of the CSCP, maybe we should cite a particular statute. Because the mission probably is above, probably the mission comes first, it only follows the vision in a dynamically linked fashion. And therefore the statute doesn't follow a myriad of them, one D, principal, one D, whatever other flows from there. They are children of that mission, and so probably the mission therefore, again, I'm not what I would do, and I'm actually, so that's the issue that I wanted to raise up front. Then the mobile lodgement center to check with the CLCC, to check with the CLCC if they have the commission is in unison on that's the principle of them and how they will be distributed. I risk preempting another report, but it is absolutely relevant because it comes in the report here also. These four mobile lodgement centers are the, and the buses, what I call them, as a conference, a part of a package. You want to find how to raise this part now, it's still relevant. Won't you find the case that end up complaining that now the party was in the Eastern Cape thing and therefore would not have the heart, you know? Are they part of the understanding and planning? Was it discussed with them? Did they buy in or they have their own wishes, they wish to connect them? Also the original trade complement of the every region, if they have everything, no problem, they would then be 10. Is that practical? So seriously, I'm asking if you have a problem with the funding with those under analysis of the trade. Let me just raise a general issue here. Could you, don't come to us, we'll come to you. Quote, unquote. I think there's a piece that I mean, I don't have a problem with the trade, I'm still asking you a year ago. But there are things that people have picked up here, not only to us. Don't come to us, we will come to you. I seem to see the impression that people are the approach of the department, the DA and the commission, that say to people, this time we will be open. The commission, the department is going to reach out to the people to avoid people being left out, those who couldn't reach and so on. Is that the same understanding? Are the provinces, the national, having a rollout plan therefore? So that if I randomly head to Rakan area, there's a day on which we will be there, and so on. Is there such a day? And is the mobilization optimal? Is the awareness high up? Are people really highly aware of the land claims and all this? So the process is important. And my last one says that coalition is that all the same. I was asking and the DG and CSS said something. My little training is that when you look at annual report, the AG's report is very informative or instructive for that matter. That's why another one regional AG says, some politicians ask the wrong question. And I pick up a fight and I met before picking up a fight, that go to that AG's report and then you realize it's no really they think we're talking about the risk management and five issues we want to talk about whatever. So can I ask both of some of the commission chair? How would we have to live with an annual report without the AG's report? That was my point here, thank you very much.
Anything to share? Chair, I want to actually thank you for my colleagues in welcoming the report and in particular congratulating the Commission for work well done meeting the small targets. Chair, I probably am going to start off on the point that politicians left out. It's only said that politicians ask the wrong question. I'm obviously that I'm one of those probably going to ask the wrong question. I'm sitting here with a figure and it doesn't really get sense to me. I'm quite sure it's a thing that is very, very simple experience for it. The total percentage is 4.4 billion. We said that total percentage includes half a billion from the previous bank accounts. We received a total award is 2.7 billion. Now, nowhere is there to listen what has happened why is the difference between what has been awarded and what has been paid. The no explanation frame indicating that. My second question relates to the issue of the mission of Kandemati and explanation of what you were able to explain why in the government in the Olympics there were more claims dismissed than claims settled. So the same with regard to Northwest, in some of the countries, for example, there has been dismissed. So very, very big figure. So, say, it is literally more than half of the total amount of the blood runs. So it's very difficult if you can explain the treatment term condition. I think it's just that they need to analyze all the things in which you develop the center of exactly Amma to the court. Because just another question is that what always they have in mind is asked by when will all training be set up. So I think that exercise probably so important for the concept and the given. Just another area of concern. For two areas. The one is to define principle of tenants. It is very much concerning that a big number of work is that we the kind of measures that have been adopted to address the particular problem. And I tell everyone to think it was clearly. So when it comes, and I think what it says, when it comes to saving money, then bureaucrats are out to cut the cut off. It's fine. How can they engineer ways to do this? And I'm hoping and praying that this vessel of change is not a measure to be found to save across regions. It doesn't exactly suggest to approaches, but I'm a bit concerned with the unpredictable terms. So we do indicate what strategies are being devised and whether those strategies are acceptable or possible. Okay, then my last question also related to the issue of money. In the previous financial year, there was an indication that the Commission has commitments in 2.4 billion, which other billion has been taken care of in this financial year. There's no indication, either in the presentation, Chief and Commissioner, about the question where it's 3 billion, where it's 3.5 billion, etc. It's always important that when you indicate something in a particular report, in this year, it must find some relevance in the report of the following year. Otherwise, it could be forgotten, you know. Since those are the whole points I wanted to take you on.
Thank you for the writing the report. You know, when we support budgets in the assembly, we do that for a reason. This is to make sure that money is well spent. I'm happy that we really appreciate the performance of the commission. I think it's in the context of the exclusive target. But I would like to get your comments on provinces where they're pressed. This is as well as the overall picture of the country. What were the problems that we did that day? I've noticed that where you spend 3% of the budget, you spend it up on the retail. Now, when we go around, we pick up that people say, well, it's one thing to get the land back, but it's another challenge to be able to develop it. I spent some time with some farmers in Newby during the research period, and this was one thing that came up very, very clear, that it was good for us to get this one, but it's another challenge to be able to develop them to, you know, to their full potential, like you were before. So we want to check it as you try to strike a balance, you know, between what you send, you know, getting the land, and what you make available, you know, to make sure that the land does not lie fallow
once you have served the plate. And the satellite of the temptation is to supply it. We have to pick up one witness from the part of my old friend there. We saw a public theater from Kamek on the same year, Mr. Mugoli. So I believe for all this geography, he had to go to the internet to know what I had seen. He made a good mathematics for our business in geography. They said that the satellite office is too small in size, and bear with him the staff. Have you done an audit of how those satellite offices are doing? It's good to know that you've got so many, but their performance in the end, you know, is what we are all about. And what do you want to persuade, excuse me, claimants to prefer financial compensation to a content? I'm asking, do you think the college also deals that are busy with in the provision dealing with in the public with portfolio? It's about enabling government to acquire money. But if there is another chance within the same government that people prefer financial compensation, it's going to defeat the purpose of that there. Why should government have more power? Because they keep in touch people who are due to get land for the financial compensation. I don't know if in your research stage you do check into that as to what it takes people who are to process financial compensation. I think it would help us if we ever look at the policy that we call. Lastly, when do you think you would be final? When do you think you finalize the 1998 place? Because it remains a front in the flesh process to be able to move forward. We have had your explanations before, but as you present your financial your annual report, I think it's important for us to know that at the end of the financial year 2015, this will be a portion, finally, going forward, so that we can concern ourselves knowing what to expect more of it. We know we may not have an accurate year budget this one, but we'd like to get some indication as where you think you're gonna, be. That's on that step in the next year. Thank you very much.
Not quite a lot. How many? And then the place that was obviously the last minute that and then the cost, I don't know. And then in your presentation, for instance, you have got this excellent cafe, I said, okay, cafe. And then you have got the A cafe. And then you have got a C cafe, what we call the A before the Bible, it's quoted to the other way. Now, whether you use the technology or you use the total number of the time. What questions you put in the paper? What? It's for how many trees? Yes, did you understand? I hope I'm not confused with you. Because I'm so excited, I'm confused with you. Mm-hmm. No, in fact, you have no my problem.
When we conceptualize the concept of mobile vehicles in this world, because they are included in terms of the Department of Paris budget enters them, we will not get money to have 52 separate offices in just two. We then decided that the mobile buses will then close the gap in getting to where communities are. And in so doing, we also give that to give us an idea of what we call the health plan, where we know the details of the possession, and we know that in the first round of all other things, communities didn't change, so that the vast target goes there. This was done definitely in conjunction with the public. In fact, the allocation of the schedule of how the buses are allocated as insurance promises in terms of where they go, comes from the chief director himself. The chief director, Daniel Makoto, was responsible for the whole policy, the process. He intentionally said that it's going to be there by the chief director, so that they own it. So for those ones who say they don't know, all I have to do is to them to tell them that they need to manage the problem, because it's a management. An example of is here, I just said that you started with the chief director acting in smart in knowledge. And she is given her program of the buses, including the changes of where the buses will be when. And she knows that she's sharing the book with another program, but she knows the schedule. And the person in the city also knows the they know what needs to happen how. If Taylor Ennen isn't here, say they don't know then, it means that I've got a problem that I have seen in terms of energy of the problem. In fact, if you ask me where the buses are, say I might tell you that one in Boxer, it was in Jeremy 2 days ago, and like I'm not going to be able to the full capacity. The two directors, including Mr. Rush, who was in Western, right? So they know how the oil So I would have to address the other issues around that.
What about the chair? I think maybe the commission doesn't understand you. What I was saying, especially about more like, can have a list of food sharing with food. So I'm sure that what we like to have, we don't know who that sharing with. The question was, who is sharing with whom? And why the pastors are not working? That was the question.
Why is the pastors not working?
Yes. We went to tell the family Eastern Cape that the pastors were giving me because of the Eastern Cape, but Eastern Cape the pastor was not working. But it went from Mr. Carlos. Okay. That's not what he thought.
Chair, I was going to try and answer both questions as well. I think I was answering the initial question around the general aspect of whether the problem with our managing is granted or managing is not. In the context of the problem is that there are four buses and the buses are divided into a cluster of three communities. I'll provide the information because I can't think of it openly. But Northern State, two states are serving another bus. Michael, you tell me about this. Yes, but I'll provide the information. It's part of the, it was signed off, and there's a full understanding of which buses go where. We also have added an additional two trucks. The first one is already on the ground, and the only thing that was outstanding was the license to go in contribute that. So we've got more buses there. The buses are scheduled, and sometimes, yes, they will have technical problems, for example, issues of IT, and again, because they have to go deep into the rural states, they have problems. But we have a full team that is there to resolve issues we've got. Weekly reports on any issues that we resolve. So we are not able to say that there are no problems with the type of technology that we can do it, but we are on hand to make sure that any hiccups are dealt with and are communicated with the community. In terms of the communication with our we have the mobile communicating vehicles that go upfront to the community. Say we are coming, and this is the information that is required. We go to community radio, it goes to the newspaper, we put up articles, and also it also speaks to the issue of unemployment that can't be found. The problem is that we need to use the mobile phone also for that, where they communicate with people. We have been able to trace in a long time. The municipalities are offering to assist so that we put names in the municipal building so that people can see for themselves, and even some of the community organizations are offering to actually them down. I know in our recent meeting, one of the problems is they indicated that the regulation, the community regulation, can help us to do that as well, so that we try and engage with the issue. We are also engaged with home affairs and police to allow us sometimes to access our databases so that we're able to look at and find people that today are not able. So there's a lot of work around trying to resolve it. And then on the issue of, I know that the issue of the location of the mobile offices themselves, the booking of the mobile offices. Remember, when we need offices, we have to go to campus. We then get the availability in that context. I think that the minister had indicated before there was an issue of the mobile offices that he would have wanted to see many more offices in the rural space, not just for the community, but for the department. I think that the bisexuality is very, you know, created a problem for us in Africa. But we are able to make sure that we are accepted. Again, the mobile buses are not just for lodging. Once the lodging process has been done, they will continue to be mobile offices to be able to access the rural areas on the ground so that we do follow up in terms of asking the community to continue in Denmark and not just for lodging. And can I say that after this, we have received about 7,000 cases in the issue of the budget, I'll start with to respond to the issue of the and
And although we're writing that an obstacle is looking for the outer mind, we live out and say that under the 500 million you can pay, although it goes down the ceiling amount, if you look at here, what is happening now? So the 2.7 billion that we sold, the only sale of the 2.7 is sale of minus the 500. The 2.4 minus 500 is 1.9 billion. So of the 2.7 that were approved, only 1.9 billion was paid out. So what, what it means is the other 800 million now goes to the committed again. So then the committed will always be rising until more allocation starts to happen.
Before the bus goes to an area, we do a thoroughgoing process of preparation in order that the quality of planes that are launched are much higher than would be if we did not. So it isn't simply a question of going and making money or not. We go into the area and we need to arrange make them very aware of what's going on. We've had a huge amount of appreciation from the indigenous tribal people, the fact that they've actually engaged very in great detail with them as to what we're doing, why we're doing it, and how they can work. And we found that there has been a lot of this prospering being given to us through the work of the institutions. So we work with an institute. We also then work with the communities, interrogate them as to what is a land claim, who has rights to land claim, what they need to bring if they have feel they have rights to land claim. And we go through a detailed process telling them what kind of information would help the package of land claim. So when they come to lodge their claim, when the right arrives, and we also publicize obviously using local radio and newspapers, local community newspapers, and of course we need to publish in the wider newspapers. So radio is the best means of dealing with communities, of getting information. So we use the local radio to get out the text and where the buttons are key and what people need to bring with if they are there to look at it. And the Sea Land Claim Commission was mentioned with the launch of the Western Cape recently in the West, with an astonishing amount of people. We thought that we had done pretty much all that needed to be done in both the West, because we settled a lot of our claims. And what we found was the first day, 93, the next day, 123. And so it was. And people were seeing the three involved in order to do that. So we are now trying to get our means of actually making the bus accessible either so that people can sit in inside or the church or whatever, a hall that they won't be sitting outside. But I'm saying that the communication process beforehand worked extremely well for my students.
When I do the tunnel, like, I'm sending things to stage 185. On the fifth stage, it's 5,000. Negotiation is 2,500. My tribal chief, we still have a tribal chief. 8,500, 5,000. On the fifth stage, 2,500 stage with negotiation. Then with the system, it's 5.2. Now, another follow-up question. You know, one of the things that causes us to have a follow-up, your ratings are not even in the presentation. And when you tell me that you check, you have to stop our question. Don't give them information, and then you come up with that information, you question them. For example, you started saying that when the deal, there, committed money. There is 4.2 billion in the portfolio, I'm confused. Which is, I'm confused. You might be specific in the sense that I can ask several questions on that based on how much percentage of the total budget allocated in 2014 and 2015 that the Commission of State has spent state in the financial year. And I'll come up with another follow-up question to say, in that commitment, I have 4 billion or 4.2 billion. And we have another question. 500 million each was spent. Now, does it mean that the Commission has committed 3 billion or 3.2 billion for the next financial year? Now, another follow-up question with the mobile learning task. You know, there's no backup, it shows that there's no backup from the system. When was Lunatal, I think it was nothing. And the first schedule date was the head of pattern. In the schedule, document that is complete. And the car was not working, the mobile was not working. Now there's no backup. In fact, it's not in a diary. Whether I left or money. I left on money there. No reason I got it. And I'm saying with it, there must be a pocket backup, especially with mobile units. We understand the capability is fast that comes up with. And I'm saying maybe the excitement must Matakla this month and every day of Sunday.
Thank you, Chair. One of my questions were not given quite about cancer, which is so far my ear concerned. My question number four was, what do you want to say, claimants, to protect, you know, cash to land? And the other one was about, in a sense, the commissioner did respond, but I just wanted to put this one here, in so far as that private officer in case where I said small. I know you said that you make applications to public work, but would you say that all the behavior, you know, were there, and the chance of the proven one is still on the, I'm still able to that one, it's not part totally new question. When we were in the Peter Tech office, I noticed that all the notices on the door were in English. And I asked them, what happens to the majority of claimants? And they said, it's not English. And I told them that I would raise this, you know, with the hotel, so that's very why I'm doing it. And they look so fresh. It looked like it was just hours before, because all of them, even the ones that are exposed to the element, I don't think that those notices have been there like a month or, you know, even a year before, because they all look equally fresh, all in English, you know. And so on the recap, are you saying that you do have now a budget this year for, you know, where since you reflect only 2%, you know, where 2% of the total budget or 2% of the credit like that, that you might allocate, you know, would you say that you have got a budget for recap? But I want to be able to go back to local level and say, look, let's break up the local office. And if the local office that is claiming, what are you doing about it? Because there is a proposal to the fact that there is going to be an expenditure in that regard. And we don't want to hear our DG reporting an expenditure of 5 million this year. We had it that idea. We don't want to say it was in that case. Thank you very much, Chair.
When you came to London, come and launch the party, the public for the parliament, the proposal committee and parliament to see what our intent was and how the mobile unit works. The mobile unit concept is an innovation that the commission has taken in order to mitigate the issue of the budget of the offices around the country, which are at this point in time a new possibility. And we, as I said, have created a full plan with a project team that is running the mobile unit. And honorable chair, we will acknowledge that the need to keep up in any project of the future that is created. And for me, I think that the key directors all in the provinces have a schedule. They know when it's going to be, if there has been an unforeseen problem, like in any situation, even yesterday, what is estimated for my grades, some grades, saying that the systems are down, they're working on them, and they will get them back on the unit as possible. So I think that my response is to say that with the resources that we have and the capabilities that we have, we are doing the best that we can. If there will be hiccups, if us will arrive a day later or earlier, based on circumstances that are beyond our control, but what I'd like to assure the committee on is that we have our eye on it. I guess we see the report on what is going on. The chief director that has been given responsibility to oversee the process of the battle. We've got the company that helped us put up the buses as part of the team to monitor any problem that will arise and any problem that is there we are dealing with. Because the problem that was raised, we're dealing with it, and I can assure you there will be no problem, but we will deal with the problem as they are. And I just wanted to mention that we were in the news 2 days ago
winters and trespassers from heaven, where communities were very excited lodging. But there will be probably tomorrow a newspaper article that says we didn't arrive, but we will respond and think this is why we didn't arrive. And the intention is at all times is to ensure that we take care of the
I think
to postpone the question of how much did the commitment spend today. For an example, membership, you know, one of the things that I'm concerned with, it's not about the fee that you change today. That you went to a problem with the director, they don't know if they want to pay you the salary. Now, never trust a number if you're not sure. Let's just say, I don't have that number, come back to you. Because maybe now choose the base number, and I'll go back to those numbers and you change them later. What is the total number of outstanding claims? The total number. Is it 8? Is it 8? 0.85. It's dead. But you haven't again, you interpret the commission service in 5,000 research, and you are saying now 5,152. What do you mean? Now, Chair, I'm going to say to you, never give up to you, especially if you have been an annual report. And one example, a person, just one question, how much percentage occupiers allocated to this financial aid, which the commissioner did not share? And you don't have that figure. And I was saying to this house, never give up less information and only ask because the president provided a presentation, because that's not an annual report.
If you add to this three categories, you get 8,085.
Sure. And you can't see how the fact that you might not be done because you can't see how the fact
that you might not be done. I think they estimated because they said 10,000 like it was an indication of their first sale of 2,750, but in the present it is 5,162. Then in this 350, which is in the same 3. So if you add the thing number 3,783 and 2,783 in 8.4, all in 8,083 target. The number of cases that are expensive, the number of cases that are outstanding, the number of cases that are important. If you make a presentation, you know, you must be able to calculate and make sure that all this, they are equal to the number of outstanding cases that are outstanding.
I think that in one of our last questions, we did have this, that was going on, but that I was not able to get to the next one.
if we can commit to them before by Wednesday, we have a strategy on this meeting where we are monitoring our case, and we actually have quarterly meetings with the Lending Court to identify any issues that we can resolve. And also we try to negotiate any court meetings that can be negotiated so that people continue to keep a method in court. And we also monitor what we call the court role on a weekly basis so that if there are cases that are in court that we are not aware of, because for example, we find ourselves in a situation where certain attendees who intentionally will serve documents on the police office knowing that those documents are supposed to be checked with the commission and then go to court and say that the matter is unfold so that they get a court order without us being aware. So we are proactively monitoring even the unapproved court role so that when we see that there's a case that they're not aware of, we really intervene and cases that they also try to intervene and for their legal people in the public, but also as national, to ensure that we monitor because if the court is in Vandex, so we actually send somebody to do it. And if we could direct the subject to ensure that we monitor.
In
So it's like not just two thousand, but it's the third and four. The question of manner. So it's clearly defined that the other is the situation of the topic of the book. In another case, your way of being there. Did the commissioner spend? How much was responded to that? And we're doing financial aid. The same is putting this in financial aid. Now I'm asking that because you know when you run your presentation is so important, like portfolio community with annual report. You cannot tell us more about what you achieved, the level of finance is after the committee is reporting us know exactly how much you spend for this financial aid today. What is the contribution that we want to find out? When I ask that question, maybe still don't give me a contact fee that maybe you don't take in my share, but it shows me to share and give myself and maybe the leadership that is here is not the information that is actually and that information that is here to find. That we share. We don't say we don't do anything, we see that, but we have to push now. The question I've asked, for example, the answer was 65,000, they need to pay 65,000. 2 months, you know, and we sort of need to learn more. And one of the critiques came, one of the problems is that they know we are putting them on hold. You know? We're not doing anything out of it. And now why do you do that? It's like you are not promoting people not to pay. They can hear that. I'm not thinking so there will be parts or put somewhere keep you deal with this the best share out there with the best function. I'm saying this is you do something but push more. And the more knowledge I get, the more it comes. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair. Mm-hmm. I'm sure that I've got the commissioner's attention. My first question is why? What is the situation with the progress of starting to achieve there? I don't know now getting your lucid of one special. Overall, you know the country commission achieved more than achieved its target. But we understand that there are some gaps here of what were the problems there. And then the other one, equality. Question of language and detect that those notices on the door look too fresh to have been there for even 2 weeks. I wonder if we're not only not pressure to come from the language of the big story. And what is the situation with the other opposite language?
Okay, I think there was
some
okay. What Honorable Sita is raising is the issue of the language policy. Because we have to consider the provincial of the language that is being used in Colombia. So when we attach notices, we say notices for the people not be able to provide the message. And the other one, Honorable Sita, I don't know, because when looking at from page 7, where they talk about you want, page 9, which talks about the budget and also the economy. Page 10, the breakdown of the economy of the budget. And also to page 10, expenditure on the new and also the breakdown of the page 12. And then it maybe you need the annual financial statement to, you know, indicate all the items, but I think the details indicated that actually will come in the annual report of the department. But the budget, the expenditure, the item, the problem, you know, the item that contains this presentation.
Thank you very much, Chair. I just want to discuss the cost issue to the meeting. So,
then an important quality of leadership is still going to come before the committee once the committee secretariat is ready and the slot is available. Perhaps we might need to say some of the bias for that day. In parliamentary language, it's called the anticipation. I don't know what was in English, anticipation or something like that. So we might be guilty, not to make a sense of anticipation and what that is still going to come. So I just wanted to clarify that and share it in a cordial and comedy skill. That is what is still going to come. And then at that point, we then have to deal with the issues that will then emanate from that report. But also, because the visit was only last week or the other week, and therefore, outside the ambit of the year under review, we're talking annual report, it was a specific year under review, which ended on the 30th of March. So I just wanted to clarify that. We should also have the commission of the department. The committee may lump things up together in a water session so that they know that we help each other to also understand parameters. So the next issue is the pre-98 versus the, shall I call it, the 14 grade. I think that in our recommendations, in our deliberations with the commission, with the department, we must also be useful there. I do not know how. In fact, the first issue to understand is the 14-15 reopen. It's a policy imperative because the pronouncement came from the presidency based on an assessment that a whole layer of people were necessary. And therefore, administratively chaired, then the administrator has got to find a way to make sure that why that happened the 14-15, which was unforeseen, definitely unforeseen, I don't think we can argue about that, which was unforeseen. How do you then deal with that better? That was in the time in the backlog. And from where I see, it's not a question of one being more important than the other, but provisionally, even if you're in hospital, in a bank, anywhere, commercial or social, in a queue, this person came first, this one followed, that one followed, it really makes absolute sense and objectivity to go according to the order in which they came. I want to persuade all of us in the fraternity, as I may call it, to really understand that simple logic, with that very logical logic, that very clear logic, that sometimes it will be very much confusing to start with things that come at a certain time, and what about the person who claims this 398, which could have been 1994, which could have been 1996, could have been 1998 itself. Someone comes during the reopening chair, and that person gets all the priority, and the one who came in 1998 is just at the best. It would never make much sense. I'm just saying for us to have the process once the world is opening, that's what they have to say. Further discussion could come. And therefore, it's probably difficult to be able to say which one is more important. There's no important issue. It's just a question of the sequence, the chronology of how they came about. My last point, I definitely buy into Honorable Chatterley's comments and the understanding in commenting the comments we came from, the commission we came from in commenting the charge taken under the agency that supports the CLCC. But I have issues to raise and emphasize to avoid the nothing else, to avoid the new look going forward. Some of us are trained to oversee in a certain manner. And some of us will kill to make sure that oversight takes place in that manner. There are prescripts for an annual report in the Treasury Regulation. I have a DG in talking to the department of the ICD, emphasize that if it be out, you have to be a volunteer to bring those before anyone who says, we are not aware.
So I'll suggest here that in the annual report, more than half of its deficit has got to be even on the national office. But I'm very thin on the national office, very dense provinces, true and true. We need to see the commission as a central commission, and then having provincial partners going down. Therefore, on the part of dealing with the commission itself, one would suggest that they have got into the conventional, you know, the HR issues, the water issues, the program issues, and so forth. So this is what standard across the public sector, and perhaps it has not happened this far, but going forward you need that. The other issue is the autonomy ED. The autonomy, can you have a roadmap between your two respective portfolios? I suppose DCI, I said it earlier, Minister as well. I know that. Can you help us a roadmap? I don't know if it would be too much to ask that change in due time that is a document that could be forwarded to the via the committee to entire. A roadmap, it's a one page that says in 3 months time what will be in what was and later time the commission will be fully autonomous. These are the steps to take registering an NDC under which the commission will be defining an NDC, what was transferring funds, and that's an administrative tool, I'm not an administrator. Once people get administration, then you do it. But please help us with that kind of a roadmap. Because then my last point would be the checking pair to all of us in the room. And I'm not the problem without the ages report, the incomplete report, please. I could say it has time. I think I can take it authority. Yeah. No, listen, when I can see it, and I'm that's the whole point in there. So the annual report is not complete without the AD's report. It is a useful reference point. And perhaps, depending on the roadmap DD, we could simply plot in the annual report such that it tells you the department's annual report if the AD's report is not there. All parliamentary training starts with on annual report, straight the AD's report, then it instructs you, then the policy encouraging the pronouncement. But the AG's report. So those are the issues. But like I say, one of the challenges captured my overall spirit. But the issues of emphasis are for just to excel in what we want to see going forward. And we could actually the commission a lot of work. I read on the play the other day coming on Monday. I read that 9,000 new claims have been lost in KZN. You see, I'm KZN interesting day. So 9,000 new claims, out of the 9,000 is from cases. And it was great reading that. I think there is a lot of good work to be done. 9,000 claims with any chance according to you. And therefore, 53 international questions. So thank you very much, Chair. And we commend the Commission. We run in Yakuba,
I'm still waiting for answers to this.
Thank you very much, let me just say that continuously we review the performance of the commission in the provinces, and on a monthly basis we have an analysis of the performance for that month. And then we've got an analysis of performance that quarter, and then we've got interventions for each of the provinces. And we break it down till 10, 12, project. So if you say for the essentially the good title 50K, you want the name of the thing, and you actually want to monitor the progress on that, and if there's a problem that has resulted in you not being able to access that thing, then you want to an intervention letter for you to find out. You also get a thing from the national office that then goes to those types of problems to try and unlock the challenges. We are also trying to upskill our staff so that they work better. We are employing in instances where we have budget and their capacity to serve. So all of the things that have been taken to me by the committee, including the language issues and that I've noted those things and other issues that we will resolve immediately. And it's really about the operationalization of the language that they get from us as national. And as you monitor, you also equip us as national office to go and fix the problems to account on some of the issues that we were not aware of, for example. Just on the old order, because I think that was a question. The legislation requires that you prioritize the old things that have been known. But that if the other things that can be shared with concurrently, that is people. So that's the position. And there's also, as we had made your way, the civic agents as well, that there has been taken around the new legislation, which also gives the same issue around whether which things should be prioritized and which should not. Because there's a view that the transition body has the new things, why we still have this outcome. Unfortunately, I don't know if the second question is the project, so we're trying to do this.
I think that the committee, I think the chief is especially for that to improve that is designed by the commission, not only COVID performance, although there are still schools that need to have been asked in other provinces. I think it's not only it's another table where they are taking everything where they're still in challenges. As indicated by the commissioner that there is so as well as I know not significant issues. Consideration the activity in their program. You know, when you set something, obviously they will be coming, but when they are coming, they need the need for solutions, because it can't be coming forever. But whenever I identify challenges, solutions must be provided. And the other thing that I think is the act that allows the payment to have a so I'm definitely review the action that we have in order to address what members are in the financial compensation, which does not address the issue of the land question. I think it should be necessary for us to consider, you know, amending the act, because at the current moment, the act allows the beneficiary to have a choice, whether financial compensation or land restoration. And the other thing is that the issue of the national language of the policy, of the language policy, especially in province, that's not an issue consideration. The outstanding information and the commitment, and also the outstanding information in the same differences, but if I remember that if we register that information, I don't know whether it should be updated. The oversight and the first oversight committee report was presented to the committee. have to have an opportunity to comment when it's present, that before we adopt or when we adopt the opportunity to invite the committee into our right to do so. I think there are members who raised the issue of the president of the minister or the president like that, because that is what we need and every all these patients, when you think here and not report the uniforms, because the different government guidelines that they are following, I think that is what we expect to see also when we committing and write the report. The issue of the old men for the blind, we can reach the commission, we can lead the commission to its appointment, so that we know that the committee. Which rules are you going to take until when? When is this going to be? Therefore, let me then take the opportunity to thank the honorable members for the support to give you the commission, to get the commission on the team, and for the presentation of the participation of members for making this meeting a positive and successful meeting, and it is our responsibility.
I'm going to go to the next one.